One of the disgruntled local people is Craig Chimeza of the newly formed Zimbabwe People First, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru. Chimeza of Watsomba communal lands about 30 kilometers north of Mutare says most Zimbabweans feel let down by the ruling ZANU-PF party.
We celebrate independence. We celebrate 36 years of independence like Israelites out of Egypt, but not in Canaan. We are still in the wilderness. And until we reach Canaan, it's not yet Uhuru, right? ZANU-PF and the 36 years of independence have given us an illusion, a mirage of what independence can be, of what freedom can be. The issue now, 36 years after independence, it should be an inspiration to every son of the soil, to every Zimbabwean, that the life Kasukwere has, the life Obed Mpofu leads, the mansion the president have, can be a reality to every son and daughter of Zimbabwe. None left the war. None came into Zimbabwe with flash and posh cars.
Chimeza says that, as far as he is concerned, there is need to end political polarization in the country in order for people to enjoy the fruits of independence.
They can see the dream, if the resources are equitably distributed, that they also can claim for themselves. And it is that Joshua generation that says, yes, thank you to Moses, but we will take sons of Israel into Canaan, into a Zimbabwe where there is no polarity, into a Zimbabwe where there is no division by creed, color, or tribe, into a Zimbabwe where opportunity is for all and not just for a particular party or family.
James Sinyoro of Odzi Communal Lands echoes the same sentiments, noting that it is strange that the ruling elite are clinging to power when they are unable to cater for the needs of Zimbabweans.
Zimbabwe celebrated independence from 1980, and thereafter, the majority of Zimbabweans have not derived any meaningful benefit from the fruits of independence. There is no social economic transformation of the majority of Zimbabweans. As you may see at the moment, the economy is very difficult for the ordinary citizens, and the government is not really answering to the economic expectations of the people at the moment.
Sinyoro and Chimeza are not the only disgruntled locals, as people like Itai Tangwena of Nyangas Kaires village believes that there is nothing to celebrate due to the current harsh economic situation in Zimbabwe. But ZANU-PF activist and youth wing member Silas Saruchera says independence means a lot.
The meaning of independence is that people are free in Zimbabwe. We are in a free country. Everything we are doing is free.
It still remains to be seen whether the situation will improve in the near future so that Zimbabweans may enjoy the fruits of independence from British rule. Reporting for Studio 7 in Mutare, this is Lloyd Damoyo.